Happy Saturday and welcome to Hoofbeats with Lori. If you enjoy all things equine, this is the place to be. We're rekindling America's love affair with the horse one Saturday at a time. I'm your host, Lori Richliano, along with my husband and co-host, Victor Richliano. And for the next hour, we're going to be talking horse, which is most definitely my favorite subject in the world. So saddle up, sit back, stay warm, and relax. We have a great show planned for you.
What was that in the middle of this last week?
That was like a mini polar vortex.
Oh, my Lord.
Wasn't that something?
It was so cold.
And yet, the flies will come back, the ticks will come back, and the mosquitoes will come back.
I don't understand.
What can survive negative 46?
The wind was blowing so hard.
Okay, my people that are friends that are in Scottsdale right now, because right now the Scottsdale Arabian Horse Show is going on right now.
Right.
Last year, I was at the Scottsdale Arabian Horse Show. I remember this. It was nice and warm, and I was happy.
Right.
But it's so cold here.
I know.
But everyone out there is nice and warm.
This is what we got because this is what you deserve for leaving me here last year.
Oh, I need to go. I think someone's calling me from Scottsdale.
No, I need to go check on a horse. No, flights are delayed still.
Did you see my friend Janice?
Oh, I felt so bad. They were going someplace warm.
She was going to Mexico.
It was Wednesday. And they were in the airport. They had like a 6 o'clock in the morning flight.
No, they had a 5 a.m. flight.
That didn't leave till like 8:30 or 9 at night?
It was horrible.
Oh, that was horrible.
You could see the updates on Facebook. Still here. Still here. Still here. It was horrible. But, you know, that we did. We had another, you know, and all my friends on the East Coast and the West Coast are just going, and you guys moved to where?
Well, it's bad when your phone's dinging in the middle of the night and they're shutting down the roads before the sun even comes up.
Did you see that they had shut down the roads from South Dakota border all the way to the Canada border on
I-29? Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty impressive.
So that's going to make business at that casino there at the South Dakota border kind of die off.
Yeah, just a little bit. Or maybe good. Maybe they stay there.
Yeah, maybe they can only get that far.
See?
Yeah,
there you go. Benefits.
That's the glass half full thing.
That's what you have to think about. All I know is poor Oliver's out there in Scottsdale. He's like, I'm not coming to the Midwest.
Yeah, but he's coming soon.
Yeah, he's coming at the end of the month. He's coming.
In about 10 days, he leaves Arizona.
Yeah, so I hope he has a jacket.
Yeah, well, you better get his stall fixed.
Yeah, we do. He's got to get
it
ready.
No, that's your job.
What?
I did the ones out back. You get the one inside.
Oh. Yeah. Maybe he wants to come inside.
No. He's too tall. He'll hit his head on the roof.
That's true.
So you got to watch for him. So, hey, we did that whole segment last week on Lyme disease.
That was awesome, huh?
It was great. And you got the test back on Viv.
Yes, we did. We got the test back from Cornell University on Viv. And Dr. Sarah let me know that she heard that the titers that we had with Viv with the OSPC.
Oh, wait, are these retread tires?
No, that's titers. That's
different. Titers. Okay, all right.
Okay, what they do is they measure it, and it's called the OSP. OSPC was low positive, which means that it wasn't a recent infection. And the OSPF was higher positive, which indicates chronic infection stage. So 100% she's got Lyme disease. It's pretty chronic. And she's had it for a while, at least because of the way the levels are, at least 5 months. We know when she had it.
Oh, yeah.
Prior to her. When we first got her, she was very stiff. And she's gotten better and here and there, but never correct. So now we have some doxycycline, say that five times fast, which is an antibiotic. And we have that being compounded, and then we're going to be starting her on that.
And you're doing some other things, too.
Stomach.
That medication could be hard on their stomach.
Correct. And we're doing stomach meds as well as prevention. And I'm going to be also bumping up her vitamin E, which is helps to heal things as well. And so we do a couple different things to support that system. The more we support her and prevent things, other things happening, the quicker we can hopefully get her through this.
And what's the prognosis?
I would love to have gotten this done sooner. Because the sooner you get it done, the better it is. But she is not super chronic. She's got that fading lameness thing. So I would say we're pretty good.
So what you tell the listeners, those that listened to the show last week, if you have a horse that has any of those signs, it's worth doing that snap test.
Yeah, absolutely. We just did that to her buddy, Giselle, who was picked up at the same time we got her. We did the snap test on her. She was negative.
So that's good. It's good to know.
So, but you know, it's something.
So Giselle is just one of those Wiggy Saddlebreds.
She's a Wiggy Saddlebred. I love my Wiggy Saddlebred. She's a good girl. She's just Wiggy. I love her.
She just gets those big old eyes and goes forward.
I love her. Just trots on. Yeah,
she does pretty good. She does pretty good. So Viv's got a good prognosis.
Yes.
Now, how long will it be before we can start working her again?
We're going to let this take effect. We can probably start to lightly work her like that, but we're probably going to see some major stuff happen in about 10 to 15 days where she may get a little worse.
Right.
And we have to watch it because this is going to be, she's going to be having this food, she's going to be given this medicine every day. So she's not going to be liking me as much because it tastes nasty. But they use doxycycline, they use that on a lot of different animals and humans.
Right. It's a good drug.
It's a very good antibiotic. Drug. Yeah, very good antibiotic, but it's a little bit caustic.
Oh, okay. And also, I saw you out there. You had Amber up on Lightning, and you were working her from the ground.
Yep, I was riding Lightning, and she's one of our training horses. She's our walker. And so then after I'd gotten up and worked her, I wanted to see how another, you know, not as, you know, evolved rider was up on her. And so we put her up there, and she turned out really well. So I'm seeing some good progress.
Yeah, she's doing really well.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got the knack down. She had a problem going forward.
Yeah, she's been a little bit hesitant to go forward. I like a horse to go forward freely under saddle, and she kind of felt a little bit closed in. So our goal was for her to go forward off of our leg, because first it's like she was a little stuck, but I want her to know that I'm not going to pull on her face, and that's what she was worried about. She was worried I was going to pull on her face.
I noticed at the beginning she was kind of tossing her head a little bit.
Yeah, and I wasn't worried too much about that. I just kind of let her find her own, and mind you, it's probably reactive to, she had terrible teeth before we got her done, and there was a lot of hooks and a lot of rough edges. I hadn't put a bit in her mouth because I felt that, but prior I know that she's had, you know, either she's had a bit in her mouth or she's had a hackamore or whatever, but at the point that does cause rubbing. So she was probably a little hesitant to go forward. So we had to tell her, no, it's not going to hurt you this time.
Yeah, she was doing really good. I like the look on Amber's face when she got on her.
She started
moving
walk.
And she started getting up to that running walk that she's never ridden before. Because that's a unique gait.
It's very unique and it's very smooth. All of a sudden she was like, I didn't know what she was going to do. But I said, just sit back and let her go.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You know, and talking about unique things, we're going to take a quick break here. And we come back, we're going to talk about five very rare horse breeds.
Yes.
And we're also going to go on and talk about some common beginner horse riding mistakes and riding habits you do not want. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.